you know, that billion-dollar University Hills project that we've been talking about for a long time is really coming along. And we see that because all the infrastructure is finished, all the draining and the plumbing and the water and the stuff that's not very sexy. But you got to have that before you can start coming out of the ground. This, of course, is all the inspiration, the mindset from Mike Hoke, who is the CEO of Hoke Global and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
So I mean, the milestone that I see is this is sort of moved from, at least from us on the outside, sort of concept to reality. If you've got water and sewage and everything else, so what's the next step?
You know, before I tell you next step, I just want to tell you the background. You know, as you know, when we started working with City of Dallas to focus on our new park and So Good Development, you know, City of Dallas asked us to look at this deal. It's a 280-acre master plan development. As soon as we got into this development, we learned that it's a heavy lifting that we have to do, which is infrastructure. The reason Southern Dallas haven't got the traction that Frisco, Plano, and Salina Gantar got because they had infrastructure. As the city grew, infrastructure grew with it. So it was a heavy lift. So we focused on getting that done. It took city and us together, you know, that I have to thank City of Dallas's economic development and their building permit and so forth to work together with us. And we completed that way ahead of the schedule. And this project was one of the biggest infrastructure permit pool in last 50 years. So infrastructure is done. We have 580 home, which is we will, turn over all of the site to D.R. Horton and Lennar by end of this year. So people and our neighbor around the area will see new home will get off the ground, you know, February, March. And that's when our goal is to break ground on the new town center. And the new town center will have a office hotel with the UNT Dallas's education, component to it. An office with a residential, yeah. A mixed-use hub that Southern Dallas haven't seen in years.
Well, UNT Dallas is there. That's a fixed. I would assume that ideally you need to have housing as you commence the retail and attract for the hotel and everything else. But, boy, tell me about the housing market right now, because during the interim, we've got, in some cases, we've got the highest 30-year interest rates we've seen in 20 years, and affordability is just... It's a real challenge for a lot of people to afford new homes.
And, Dave, you and I can sit here and talk for 5 hours, not going to come with a solution, as you know, more than anybody. But also, in Southern Dallas for last 30 years, there is not a master plan development community built right. Like this with everything in it. So we are hoping with all the stuff that we're putting in there and new jobs that are coming into downtown from Goldman Sachs, Morgan & Stanley, you'll have about 10,000 new jobs is coming into cities, core. I am betting that they will not drive up to, Melissa Gunther or Salina to, leave. So I believe that if you do a good community, and 10 minutes from downtown with all the safe security, they will pick us over that, and we have a first-time home buyer incentive that we're doing with the city and ourselves. But to answer your question,
the proximity is a major plus, and that's something that should not be overlooked. Plus, I would think that you could be, with the infrastructure there, you could be more affordable, perhaps, than some of the cities to the north.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, because cities being partnered with us and from day one, our goal was to create an affordable product and we could have done two ways, do the housing ourselves, but we reached out to D.R. Horton and Lennar and we all align on the same thing that we have to create a, mixed income from townhome to bigger home to apartment. So it's a mixed income neighborhood that we're creating and interest rate, we all have to deal with it. It's nothing we can do. It's nothing you and I can fix.
Well, patience probably is the only thing that could probably fix this. The last time we spoke about this, one of the most exciting things was Elon Musk company, the Boring Company, had announced this as a project for a tunnel connection between your project at the UNT Dallas campus. Is that still on track?
Yes, yes. You know, this is a very complicated project. As you can tell, there's a 460 plus developer competed for three positions. We were named one of them. And after announcing it in 5 days, one of the project was dropped in Maryland, I believe. So we are still going through it, city's permitting process, and think the CEO was here last week, celebrated our infrastructure, you know, completion with us. So city's permitting and state's permitting, they're all working together to get this permit pulled.
You had an interesting assemblage there for the announcement of the completion of the all of the infrastructure work. Obviously, the city's there, evidently all excited about it, but also business too. I saw Brent Ryan was there.
Yeah, look, Brent is one of the big advocate of Southern Dallas in his commitment to UNT and so forth, and so I reached out to him to if he would come, you know, speak, and him and I drove the site. He's so excited. You have to understand that's his wife and his cause. They invested on the tower. Their goal is to bring, you know, job and innovation there. So I'm lucky to have him as part of one of the fan club.
So tell me where we are right now. You're waiting to turn this over to D.R. Horton and to Lennar, and then they'll start construction. Do you have a sense of when that is?
So we turn over the site late this year or early next year. As soon as we turn over the dirt to them, they go to construction. They're going to, they bought all the lots from us, and they're going to put, 20 each. So we'll have 40 homes right away to go to shop, and we'll test the market. So first quarter of next year, you will see a complete house.
And so then you go hit up Yall Street and tell them this is the place to be, and you'll be full of financial people down there. Is that right?
You know, I think I'm going to do that before, thanks to you and everybody else. You know, look, the story is I cannot paint this portrait by myself. I think we all need to focus. Either we can grow Dallas right way. Our two problems we have today in Dallas is our sales tax is declining. Our property tax is not going anywhere. How do you fix this? We got to create development like this, the where people shop, eat, work. And University Hill is one of the catalysts that we're going to do. And our goal is to make sure that, we do it a good way.
I know you will, and you never dream small. You always dream big. Mike Hoke, it's always fun to catch up with you, the CEO of Hoke Global, who's getting ready to, to turn over this billion-dollar University Hills project. It's always good to spend some time with you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.